Hey, welcome in, everybody. Brad Logan here on the Talk of Champions. We've got a big show for you as Ole Miss met with the media. Earlier today, we'll hear from head coach Mike Bianco in just a little bit. Also, a number of players we were able to listen to. A great question was asked in regards to Will Furness and about his dad. And I loved it. And Mike even talked about Eddie Furness as well and that relationship with LSU. And Ole Miss is in Omaha, and how cool is it? Jeff Robertson is in Omaha. We'll go to Jeff in a moment live, and we'll hear just what is going on inside that media room today. As it's media day, Ole Miss in North Carolina, coming to you tomorrow night at 6 p.m. in Omaha at Charles Schwab Field. Today's coverage and all of the coverage from Omaha is brought to you by our friends in Connie's Chicken. Connie's Chicken of Oxford out in West Jackson Avenue, the best chicken you'll find in Oxford, the best service. Go by and tell them you heard about it on the Talk of Champions. We appreciate everybody at Connie's Chicken for joining us here on the Talk of Champions. Jeff Robertson joins us now. Jeff is live in Omaha. Jeff, appreciate you joining us. It was a big day today. Ole Miss had an opportunity to meet with the media, and you were there. How is Omaha?
It's great. Thanks for having me on, Brad. And I'm sitting here in the lobby of the hotel, not the team hotel, but I've already run into some people from Oxford in the hotel here, and we're 15 miles from the stadium right now. But we're hoping to, be here a while and do like we did when Ben Garrett and me and Chase Farm stayed together last time at this place, and we hopped around to four different locations. And you're winning games and moving to the next location. And we're kind of maybe not necessarily hoping to move to another location, but just being here a while. That's the whole goal. But I put this on X earlier today, and I mean it sincerely. There are only two places I really give me this feeling, and that's New Orleans when we go to a Sugar Bowl, or Omaha for the College World Series. And who can imagine doing that both of those in 6 months, and then throw in a Fiesta Bowl. So it's been a really good time.
You're of course working for university. You've done a ton of work with Chuck Roundsville, the Ole Miss Spirit. You've been around a while. This team, you and I talk privately, but this team is really special. They found ways to win. And even though they didn't host a regional in Oxford, boy, these guys just play really good on the road.
Yeah, they do. And, it's kind of been a characteristic or a trait of the teams that have gotten here. It's been a little unusual. Our past have been, on the road. I mean, we kind of said, historically speaking, some of this way back, but Ole Miss has been out here seven times, and a lot of teams haven't been near that many. Some have been a few more times than that, and but every time we've ever qualified, either way back in the earlier part of the tenure of Ole Miss baseball, I guess you'd call it, or the history of Ole Miss baseball, when they had district tournaments that weren't on campus, but then they had them on campus, we've always qualified from somebody else's campus. But the goal is to get here, and once you get here, it doesn't matter what your path was, you're trying to keep going and win games. So it's just good to be out here again. And it's Hunter Elliott was up there on stage today and talking about, it doesn't seem like all that long ago, but it seems like a long time ago, and it's been 4 years, but here we are again.
We'll hear from Ole Miss head coach Mike Bianco and the entire team here in just a little bit, and we'll have that press conference for you in its entirety. Jeff, there was a question asked of Hunter, and we'll get his answer in a moment. I'd love your answer. Is there any correlation between the 22 team and this 26 team, maybe off the field? What do you see when you see this 26 team? Is there any correlation between that 22 national championship team?
I think there's a lot. And I think that one of the things that, really it's not on the field or off the field, it's the fact that they're older. And they mentioned that today in the press conference that, the teams that are older usually are better if they're talented and can go further. You have to be good, and Ole Miss is good. You have to be older to have a better chance, and they're older. And by that, just some veterans on there that have been around the block either with us or with another team. Maybe Bissetta's been with Clemson, but he's here now. And, Udemark's been here 4 years, and, Elliott more than that, and Furness 4 years. So, you just kind of get the mix together. Dom Decker's a great story, and that he's been to Omaha already, but he was at Murray State last year, and he came here. So he's a veteran of Omaha, and he and Hunter, I guess, maybe the only two on the team, maybe one more. And you may correct me on that, but it seems like there is. But anyway, so, you know, I think that that is a common bond between the Elkos and the Benches and the Grahams and the people that were on that team that were older. And, you know, just veteran teams seem to do better. And this is a veteran team, and they understand, I think, what's at stake, but they're not, you know, they don't fear it at all. They're accepting the challenge. So, and they all, obviously a lot of people have seen this and heard this. I mean, they like each other so much. They'd rather take a bus out here. They did fly, but they, you know, I think they'd rather take a bus and just, you know, enjoy the trips. So, a team that really likes each other and it's veteran and talented. I hope to be here a while, and I think we might be.
You know, we're watching the 22 highlights, Jeff, and I know you were in Omaha. We talked about that, and, you know, we talked a lot about, you know, your life revolving around Ole Miss athletics, and this year has been incredible. We saw earlier today the university released that Keith Carter would be a member of the selection process and the advisory committee for men's basketball, D1 men's basketball. That's a heck of an honor. Keith is obviously someone that is – he is Ole Miss to me, and he's done a tremendous job in this athletic department. But I would be interested your thoughts to – I was asked this, and I'd love your to see if there's any correlation here. But Mike Bianco, early in his career, in 2001, he was hired as head coach at Ole Miss, went to the regional in 05 and 06 and the Supers in Oxford, and just couldn't get over the hump. I mean, they made T-shirts. I think they called in the Voodoo Man. They did everything they could and just couldn't do it. Now he's been three times since 14 and won it in 22. What do you think he's learned? And do you think there's anything different to when Mike was maybe younger versus the veteran Mike Bianco now?
Well, I mean, all of us get older and we have experience in whatever it is that we're doing. And, you know, whether it's coaching or whether it's writing or whatever it might be, or reporting. And you know, I just think some of it's being through the wars. Now, he had a lot of experience. I mean, he was played at LSU on a team that was in Omaha. He coached at LSU on two or three national championship teams with Omaha and with LSU. And so he brought a lot of experience, and that's when he got here, and he was 33 years old when they hired him at Ole Miss in 2000. But, you know, I think that it's an evolution of the whole what we've seen from the game. And I think, you know, there were some unfortunate breaks on those early years too. I mean, for example, in 2005, you know, ironically, every time we've been out here, Texas is, I think, the only team that's been out here every time we've been, these three times. But, you know, we were trying to get there in 2005, and, you know, everybody that was keeping up with Ole Miss baseball back then, I will never forget the Super Regional of 2005. And, you know, the late Augie Garrido, one of the greatest coaches in college baseball history, you know, his quote after that at the National Baseball Coaches Association meeting that following January, you know, he told everybody that pretty much Ole Miss and Texas were the two best teams in the country, and they met in Oxford, Mississippi, and only one of them could go, and it ended up being his team. So, you know, there's sometimes it's the draw. Sometimes it's how you play at that moment. I, looking back on that same one, I remember when, you know, we won the first game and everybody was, you know, one step from Omaha, and then we just could not get the hit in the second game to take care of business on that Sunday and had to come back to Monday. And, you know, and the way things work, I'm just kind of putting it in perspective, but, you know, that was a little afraid of that third game when we had to come back with a powerful number one, basically, in the country, Texas team that had been to Omaha. It seemed like they'd been there two or three years of the past four that year. So not to stretch the story out, but, you know, there are just some reasons that Ole Miss wasn't able to get over the hump. I remember Miami the next year was such a, you know, they came back for a Super Regional in Oxford, and they were such a powerful offensive team. We just couldn't slow them down, and we had good pitching. And, you know, it was just, so there were just some unfortunate things that happened that we couldn't quite get over the hump. 09 was another example, but, you know, it's good that we've been here three times now. I think we would all like to have been here six times or something. But, you know, man, Ole Miss is here and folks are showing up.
Yeah, showing up. You know, I've seen a lot of social media chatter today that airplanes are chock full of Ole Miss fans headed to Omaha. Just get there however you can get there. And I think that's the, you know, the Jell-O shot challenge. I know Jake Thompson of the Ole Miss Spirit posted that Ole Miss is in the heavy lead right now. It's just Ole Miss fans love their baseball. Mike said it in the press availability with us. Maybe been earlier this week or maybe in the post game at Auburn, Jeff, that Ole Miss fans love their baseball. And I think this is proving that Ole Miss will show up. This particular team is one that it's just they're finding a way. I mean, whether it be Will Furnish hitting a home run when he's 0-for-8, whether it be Judge Utomart making an incredible play to end the game at third base, this team has just been really special down the stretch, hasn't it, Jeff?
It has. And you know, similar to 2022, I mean, when they kind of got it together at the right time. And this team, I'm not saying that necessarily. That they're exactly like that team, perhaps, but I mean, in that regard, but they are playing real well right now. And, you know, I was real confident. I've mentioned this on some other podcasts and wrote it a little bit, but, you know, I felt really good when we went to Auburn. And, you know, the fact that we were even down 2-0, I was talking to a couple of people in the press box and just said, you know, I think we're about to win this thing. And you know, we were down 2-0 and it's 6th inning on the game too. And I think something's about to happen. I don't know. I just had confidence. I've been around a long time and I've seen it not go the right way, but I just felt like this team was ready to find a way to win. And boy, they did. And, you know, the catch by Federico on the center field, the two home runs in the 8th. I mean, it was a dramatic game to get here, and you didn't have to go to that third day. And that's what I was mentioning with Texas and some other super regionals we've been a part of. If you got to go to that third day, sometimes it doesn't work out. And it did in Lafayette when we played down there in 2014, went to a third day, and we made it to Omaha on game 3. But, you know, you'd rather get it over with in 2 games. And we were able to do that at Auburn. So I saw a team that was confident, a team that was playing well. And, you know, I do think that's what they're bringing out here, a confident demeanor and not just glad to be here. I mean, I'm hearing it and seeing it. I think they're here to win it.
Do you like the bracket, the way it shakes out for Ole Miss?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think that if you look at it, it's, you know, not SEC. They kind of asked the players that today in that press conference, you know, like, is it good to not see some of the people you've seen over and over again and see some new people? And, of course, you know, North Carolina being the first one in the way, so to speak, or the first opponent. But, you know, it's a real key to the whole thing to win that first game. And 2014, we lost the first game. 2022, we won it. And not that it can't be done after you lose a first game or something, but it's a good route. So it, you know, we need to somehow find a way to beat North Carolina, and then you're kind of on your way to possibly making some big things happen as you move along. But I do like the bracket, and, you know, maybe let those other SEC teams, you know, beat each other up a little bit before we have to deal with them. But North Carolina is going to be a real challenge.
Jeff Robinson joining us from Omaha, Ole Miss, and North Carolina tomorrow night. First pitch is 6 p.m. Jeff, what does this mean to you personally, and what does this mean to us fans, and in your opinion, making it to Omaha? This is a special place, and you said it a little bit ago. We did not anticipate. I'm raising my hand. I did not anticipate this team making a run. I didn't anticipate 22 making a run either. But I think looking at it just from the outside looking in, it's a really special place. And what does this mean to the Ole Miss fan to make it to a place like Omaha this year with a team that we just didn't think was going to make that far?
Yeah, and, you know, it's a little bit of what I said that was, you know, being in New Orleans for the Sugar Bowl and being out here for College World Series. I mean, Ole Miss was in those positions for a lot of years way back, and then we had basically a 40-year drought from both of these events. And, you know, and now we're seeing a resurgence of, you know, maybe the past, but certainly what's going on now is very important. But a lot of people have longed for this, including yours truly. But, you know, to be able to come to the College World Series or go to the Sugar Bowl, things like that. But, yeah, I mean, this is a big thing for this generation. I mean, not just fans from the past or fans that are, you know, been around a long time, or reporters and writers like me that have been around a long time. But it, you know, it does mean a lot to a lot of people. And I think as they get older, it will mean more that they were able to do things like this that, you know, a lot of teams didn't get to. And now this one and a couple others in recent past have gotten to experience this. And there's nothing like the College World Series for baseball.
One more question, and for you, Jeff, before we move along as everybody gets ready for the game tomorrow night. Any way to put into words what it was like walking into that stadium today for the first time?
Well, I saw that quote from tweet from David Kellum yesterday that was like, takes my breath away, you know, and that's what he said in the tweet yesterday. I'm back, and takes my breath away to be back in this venue or to be in this town. And Chase Parham and I rode up, and we were crossing over from Council Bluffs, Iowa, and I could see the skyline, and, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you're in some magical place or something. It's something you really want the team and the school to experience, and everybody and all the fans. And, you know, people are showing up because you're getting texts and calls and, you know, where do we get a room? What do we do? We're on our way and we're flying and we're driving and ex players. I mean, I just got off the phone with JoJo Tan, former player from the early Bianco years. We were talking about another story that I'm working on, but he's flying in tomorrow for a one game and maybe flying back next week if he can. And Chase and I were talking about running into Craig Rodriguez here at the last, World Series. And I got a text as soon as the Auburn game was over, the second game, Charlie Babineaux, former team captain, 2004, co-captain with Stephen Head. Charlie texted, and I said, you're going? He said, my son and I'll be there. He's, you know, so from Lafayette, Louisiana. So, yeah, those are the things that are fun, not only just fans, but former players mean so much to everybody, and so good to be back.
Jeff, we look forward to seeing you soon in Omaha. Thanks for jumping on with us here on the Talk of Champions. It's always very, very welcome to have you, and we really, really appreciate it. Thanks,
Jeff. Well, I appreciate it, and I hope I'm here about 12 days, so holler at me again.
It will be, and we will definitely holler at you again. Thanks, Jeff. We appreciate it, okay?
Thanks.
He's Jeff Robertson. Thanks to Jeff for joining us here today from one of the many hotels in Omaha, Nebraska. It's Ole Miss and North Carolina getting ready for a first pitch. That's, of course, happening at 6 p.m. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll hear from Ole Miss head coach Mike Bianco. We'll hear from Will Furniss. We'll hear from Taylor Rabe, who, by the way, is getting the start tomorrow night. And we'll also hear from Hunter Elliott. Brad Logan here on the Talk of Champions. We'll be back with you just for a second. Here's our, after we hear these quick word from our sponsors.
Bring homes and businesses from the whims of nature. You need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
Rebels, your truck is here. Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Oxford presents the all-new Ram Rebel. It's Ram, the Rebel way. Send an unmistakable signal. Rebel, 24/7. Ram Rebel, from your friend in the car business. Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Oxford.
Come by, let's be friends.
I'm Warrior Philip Hearn. Raising my family here in Mississippi, I've tried to teach my kids to help others. I learned that from my parents. And as a Mississippi lawyer, I want to help you too. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. You call, I'll answer. Let's get started. Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm today.
We appreciate Jeff Robertson for joining us live from Omaha, as it's Ole Miss in North Carolina coming up tomorrow night, 6 p.m. first pitch. Also want to say a special thank you to Connie's Chicken, providing all of our coverage from Ole Miss in Omaha and the College World Series here in 2026. What a cool story following this Ole Miss team. We'll have wall-to-wall coverage for you from Omaha. Jeff, Jake Thompson is live also as well. In Omaha, you can follow all of his coverage at the Ole Miss Spirit. That's omspirit.com, an affiliate of On3, and, of course, on X at Jake Thompson On3. Once again, thanks again to Jeff Robertson for joining us. Jeff does a fantastic job. He's our local historian. And I say that by not talking about his age, but Jeff and I both have been around the block and back again, and we appreciate everything Jeff does. Once again, Connie's Chicken, thanks to all of our friends at Connie's Chicken, West Jackson Avenue in Oxford for providing all of our coverage from Omaha. It's Ole Miss and North Carolina. We'll hear from Mike Bianco here shortly and also hear from a number of players as it's Ole Miss and North Carolina in that opening bracket. I want to take a quick look at the bracket and the schedule. And it's going to be Ole Miss, obviously North Carolina, tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Central. At 1 p.m. Central, it's going to be West Virginia and Troy. Obviously, the perfect path for Ole Miss is to win tomorrow night. They're going to throw Taylor Rabe. As Mike said that earlier today in the press conference, you'll hear that in its entirety in a moment. North Carolina, interestingly enough, as Chase Parham reported just a little bit ago, that North Carolina is going to throw junior right-hander Jason DeCaro. I didn't know if they'd throw him or Lynch. And, you know, they had thrown Lynch on that Friday night game all year long. Chase also pointed out, I think he told me in the media availability on Monday, that North Carolina's only lost one series all year, and that was against Virginia. So this is a really good team. I mean, Ole Miss has got their hands full, and they're going to throw, I think, their ace. And like I said, Lynch is a guy that's kind of thrown all year, but they're going to throw DeCaro. 2.28 ERA with 87 strikeouts, 38 walks, and 84 innings. And as Chase pointed out, he threw a complete game, two-hitter against USC in that super regional. He was really good on that second game of the series. Lynch threw that first game, and USC won that game. Conversely, Ole Miss is going to throw Taylor Rabe, who I think is their best arm. But Hunter Elliott obviously threw in that 22, had that incredible run in the national championship at 22. We'll hear from Hunter Elliott and Taylor Rabe here in just a moment. But that's how the schedule is going to break out tomorrow. It's first pitch for Ole Miss at 6 p.m. Central. 1 p.m. West Virginia and Troy. The winner, obviously, of North Carolina and Ole Miss will get the winner of Troy and West Virginia. If you stay in that winner's bracket, you can play on Wednesday at 1 p.m. You win that game, and you're in complete control of your side of the bracket. We'll briefly take a look at the other side of the bracket. At 2 p.m., Oklahoma against Alabama. The SEC matchup will happen at 2 p.m. on Saturday. And then the 7 p.m. Central, Georgia and Texas. And I'll be honest, to me, the winner of that game is going to come out of that bracket. Just like I believe the winner of the Ole Miss-North Carolina opening game, I think, is the best shot of advancing out of the bracket to the finals. The finals will be Saturday, Sunday, Monday. That will be obviously in another week. So if you're in Omaha, we're on the way, but a lot of people are there already, and Jake has done a terrific job, and a number of the other Ole Miss media that have been wall-to-wall coverage for you, whether it be from Rocco's and the Jello shots to all of the media availability that was available today. I had a great conversation, by the way, with Micah Boutel with College Baseball Central, and that aired earlier today. I encourage you to go to our YouTube channel, and you can make yourself available to watch that as Micah jumped on with me, and we kind of went over what was going on today from a media standpoint. Micah joined me from inside the stadium, but the folks at college football will be here soon enough. College Baseball Central will they do a great job, so you can follow them on X and all of their social platforms. Let's take a time out once again. And we'll hear from Ole Miss head coach Mike Bianco and a number of players as Coach Mike Bianco joined the media today and kind of broke down what's happening in Omaha as it was an opportunity for all of the teams to go before the media today. And I think they practiced a little while and then, of course, met with the media because tomorrow's the big day. Here's Ole Miss head coach Mike Bianco and players as they met with the media today in Omaha.
You know, it's obviously a long journey for every, you know, program to make it to Omaha, the pinnacle of college baseball. But then once you get here, you know, travel and all the media obligations that they just went through. Now I know they're excited and ready to play baseball.
We'll open it up to questions for the student athletes.
Hey, Will. Sam Hutchins with the Clarion Ledger. I was wondering, have you gotten a chance to kind of connect with your dad about finally making it to Omaha and what's that like? And if you don't mind speaking a little to how what he's meant to you in this process.
Yeah, I mean, I got to see him for a little bit after we won in Auburn, but he got here yesterday. I'm about to go eat lunch with him now, and just going to have him walk me through what it feels like to be here, how to handle the excitement with the nerves and everything, and then, you know, he's done everything for me to get me here, and he's the reason that I got to even come to Ole Miss. So, you know, I owe everything to him.
Jake Thompson, Ole Miss Spirit, on 300. What were the emotions for you taking the field yesterday and then obviously today, knowing what those were like 4 years ago when you walked off this field?
Yeah. I've told a couple people that I feel like you forget a little bit about it. It's been a while. I've been through some ups and downs since then. It feels like ages ago almost that we were here. So you forget a little bit. And I don't know. It was just good. It was just a lot of excitement to be back. Really love this group of guys. Really happy for everybody that's getting to experience it. And yeah, it brought back a lot of good memories.
Chase Parham, 24/7 Sports. Taylor, first season on the whole that hasn't been involved with injury or effect.
Anybody who's ever tried to book a hotel room in Oxford, Mississippi for an SEC weekend knows how quickly travel costs can add up. And honestly, the same thing applies for family vacations, beach trips, music festivals, or even getting away for a few days. That's why Outdoorsy is such a cool option. Outdoorsy is the most trusted RV rental marketplace in the country. And they make it incredibly easy to rent an RV or camper without actually owning one. There are thousands of options nationwide, many of them right in your own neighborhood, and you've got choices. You can drive it yourself, tow it, or my favorite option, have it delivered and fully set up at your destination. Plus, there's built-in peace of mind with comprehensive insurance, 24/7 customer support, and roadside assistance included. And especially for families or larger groups, it can often be more affordable than booking multiple hotel rooms. Whether you're planning the ultimate Ole Miss tailgate, a family vacation, or just looking to turn the drive into part of the adventure, Outdoorsy is worth checking out. Talk of Champions listeners can get all service fees removed from their booking in 2026 with code TOC at Outdoorsy.com. That's Outdoorsy, OUTDOORSY.com. And use my promo code TOC for Talk of Champions at checkout to remove service fees. That's Outdoorsy, a proud sponsor of Talk of Champions.
You in some way, what's this rise just sort of been like as your role has increased throughout the season?
It's been fun. I knew like coming into the year I was going to be able to do, you know, everything that we wanted to do, you know, in the off season and in the preseason in the fall to get ready for the season. And so I knew I was going to get an opportunity to have a big impact, and so I was glad that I was able to do that and help us win.
Joe Manzer, ESPN, SEC Network. Could you guys just kind of talk to the overall strength, obviously, of the SEC and getting five teams in this thing? And are you glad to be?
Ole Miss has faced one of the tougher paths in the NCAA tournament to get to Omaha, going to the Lincoln Regional, playing Nebraska against their home crowd, and then playing in Auburn against two record-breaking crowds for the Tigers there. Offensively, it feels like you guys have added a little bit more of an element to gain leads early, and it's not necessarily using the long ball, because you guys know that you can hit the ball very far, but talk about, you know, adding a little bit more contact to that lineup lately. Yeah, I think it's just kind of more, I think hitters elevate their game in the postseason, not necessarily trying to, but just knowing that, like, forgetting and
really just moving past bad ABs is huge for a lot of hitters, and it's really hard for people to do that. In the postseason, you kind of have to do that because for every AB could be the like one that breaks the offense through and, you know, helps you win the game. So really just a lot of people battling every pitch. You know, we've just really wanted to get it done for our teammates, and you know, we've gotten some runs in at the right times. Whenever I think we have a lot of runs scored with two outs, and you know, runners in scoring position, we're just seems like we always are finding the big hit, which is it's really big for especially for postseason and the way you know these guys are throwing it. It's really you don't really have to score too much to win, which we want to score, you know, 20 runs every game and not make it a sweat. But while we're waiting to do that, we're just going to try to make sure we win every pitch and try to, you know, get runners in when they're getting a scoring position.
Any more questions for the student athletes? Take one from the back first. Then we'll come up front.
Hunter, you obviously were here in 2022. Are there any similarities between this group and the group that won it back then?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's more similarities off the field. Obviously, on the field, we got great pitchers, we got great hitters, things like that. But I think, man, this group is one that's stuck together. This group's one that's a little older. We have a lot of experience, good, bad. Both types of experience. And the main thing, man, this group really loves to be together. We love hanging out. We love it's kind of been a thing this whatever postseason, whatever, but man, it's real. We like the bus rides because we just get to spend time with our teammates, you know. We don't want to play the last game together, you know. So that's a trait that I think is very similar.
Chase Warren, 24/7 Sports. Hunter, kind of the same question I asked Taylor about him a little bit. What have you seen in his growth and what's allowed him to excel to the level he has this season?
Yeah, I mean, the obvious stuff. He's made huge strides on the field. He's developed into one of the elite stuff arms in the country. But kind of outside of that, man, I think his competitiveness has elevated. The thing that, I don't know, maybe proud or whatever, the thing that I'm most impressed with him is, man, he seems to really find a way to own the big moment now. It seems like he's starting to understand that, man, jams are just part of it. You're going to get yourself into jams. But, man, he's learning how to make the big pitch, and that's awesome. That's something that takes some guys a long time. But, man, he's made some big pitches this year.
Doug Kyle, College Baseball Central. Hunter, there's a similarity between this year and 22 in that you won your way here on the road, yet at home you're known for big crowds and big atmosphere and everything. So is there a difference in the way that you and the team motivate yourself when you're at home versus on the road?
I don't know about motivating ourselves. I think we're a very good road baseball team. I think the road experience we've gained this year, playing in Austin, playing in Fayetteville, playing in Gainesville, I could go on and on in the SEC. I think that's what's prepared us. This team really enjoys kind of quieting road crowds. I think this team kind of enjoys the big moment, kind of enjoys the rise of the opposing fans, and then we really like quieting them. I'm not sure. I wouldn't think that it's going to be like that because Ole Miss fans travel pretty well here. But, yeah, I mean, no difference. We enjoy playing on the road, but, man, we love playing in front of our home fans too.
Any more questions for the student-athletes? Hunter, Will, Taylor, thanks for your time. Good luck tomorrow.
The hard times don't stop. You know, in sports or in life, you just learn to handle hard better. And so you know, we kind of took that on about midway through the season. People talked about our schedule. People talked about our SEC schedule. And we talked about handling hard well. And they, you know, so it was kind of fitting that when we at the end didn't finish well enough to host and we were going to go on the road, that not only would we go to a place like Nebraska and great crowd, but then we'd have to play a really good opponent in Arizona State. And our guys handled it. And their reward was to go to Auburn. you know, and played in front of two other, you know, record-breaking crowds against, you know, one of the best teams in the country. So this team's handled hard well.
Jake Thompson, Ole Miss Spirit on three. Mike, have you and Joel talked about who you'll throw out there tomorrow night?
Yeah, well, we're going to throw Taylor Rabe.
Noah Benick, 11.7. Coach, it's been a little bit of a roller coaster ride for the Ole Miss baseball program since 2022 in the national championship. Obviously, a couple of years ago in a different spot. But the last 2 years, last year you host a regional, and this year you're in Omaha. Talk about the approach and process of just wanting to get old and stay old, because I feel like that's been, you know, a little bit of an emphasis of yours in this program.
Well, you know, we're believers, and I think most coaches, you know, would admit that not just in college baseball, but certainly in our league, old wins. You know, older teams seem to have success. They're more mature, to the earlier question of handling the tough moments. And so you look up again and you got veterans like Will and Hunter. Taylor, even though, you know, he's, you know, eligibility-wise, a sophomore, I mean, he's been here for 3 years. And when you're old, you've been through the adversity. You've been punched in the, you know, you've been punched in the mouth, and you know, hopefully you've been able to get back up and continue to, you know, to fight and have success. And so, you know, some of those teams, I think when we came back from the 22, you know, that team, we lost a lot of old players, and it was tough to get that back. But certainly this team is older and much better for it.
Sam Hudgens, Clarion Ledger. Obviously, the stats with Taylor kind of speak for themselves. So what can you say about the job he's done mentally to make him a good fit to start game one in Omaha?
I think what Hunter said, you know, there's been a lot written about him over the last 3 weeks, and well deserved. I mean, you know, he's a kid that just continues to get better, it seems, week in and week out. He was really good at the beginning of the season, as you know. Whatever role we put him in, you know, he seemed to flourish in. If it was, you know, just a bullpen piece to the closer, to all of a sudden, you know, a weekend starter. But as if you watched him and what Hunter said, you know, the great ones, you know, learn how to make pitches and get off the field. You know, he's learned that. You've watched him, you know, especially over the last few weeks. There's times in those games where this is where the game's, you know, likely to be won and lost. And, you know, he's been able to make those pitches, and that's what the great ones do.
Noah Darling, College Baseball Central. Coach, a lot is being made of Hunter Elliott's national championship experience, and he said that there's maybe not a moment where he steps aside and say, all right, guys, here's how we do it, but what's the value of Dom Decker's experience here last year?
I think both, you know, both those guys, you know, and I don't think it's a team meeting in the locker room where they pulled them together and said, okay, here's the roadmap, you know, to navigate through Omaha. But I think, you know, and I would imagine, you know, as a player, you're looking at Dom, you're looking at Hunter, and that's what leadership is a lot of times, just how they respond in those moments, you know, what they're doing. Yes, you know, a lot's been said about Hunter, and obviously it should be. You know, he's a national champion. He's the last remaining guy off that team. But Dom was here last year. And so I think both guys have shown, you know, tremendous leadership, not just in the last week or so, but throughout the season.
Joe Menzer, SEC Network. Could you talk a little bit about the strength of the SEC? Were you surprised five teams made it? That's a new record. And then also, could you talk about what challenges North Carolina presents?
Yeah. You know, first, yeah, it probably sounds pompous, but I'm not surprised. You know, we were here in 22. There was four teams, and two of the other four that weren't SEC teams were Texas and Oklahoma. And so in our league, as Hunter said, and he's right, and we've said it over and over, you know, nothing prepares you more for postseason than the Southeastern Conference. You know, great teams that play in great environments. And we say it all the time, if you don't play well in our league, you lose.
I mean, just as, it's as simple as that. You have to play well. Doesn't matter who you're playing, where you're playing. If you don't play well, you lose in our league. And so that's the two-edged sword, right? It's very unforgiving through the 30 games. But what that 30 games does for you is it weathers you. It, you know, thickens your skin, and it prepares you for postseason. As far as North Carolina, the question I think was to Hunter earlier, are you happy that you're on the side that doesn't have all the SEC teams? And, you know, a lot as coaches, we joke that, hey, we can't wait to play somebody outside of our league. But, you know, playing a team that's 72-2 in North Carolina, I don't know if it's a great reward. And obviously sarcasm there, but, man, they're good. And they've had a tremendous year. I think they lost their first weekend in conference play, and then ran through, you know, another really good conference, you know, 9 weeks in a row. And there is no weakness. They pitch at a high level. They hit at a high level. They're tough to strike out. They steal bases. They do everything well, and you know, they're experienced as well. So.
Noah Binnick, 11.7. Coach, when I asked Will the question, I used the term contact, and that's probably not the correct way to phrase it. It probably should be timely hitting. And I think when you look at the phrase timely hitting, who embodied that most in your super regional was Braden Randall. You inserted him into the outfield, and he came up with a couple of big plate appearances in that super. Outfield's more spacious here in Omaha at Charles Schwab Field. Do you plan on continuing to do that throughout the College World Series?
It's certainly an option. You know, I don't know if I'm ready to say that or, you know, release a starting lineup. But Braden, you know, that didn't happen just in the Super Regional. He'd been taking fly balls for, you know, a couple weeks out there, really since we left Hoover in the SEC tournament, where he had we only played one game there, but you know, he probably had, you know, three or four really good at bats, better than anybody on the team. And you know, a lot of times when you get to that, you know, bottom of the lineup, you're looking for that one guy to kind of give you a little bit of a, you know, a spark. And and certainly the infielders moving to the outfielders, a shortstop that's athletic can run, and so you feel you know, comfortable that he can, you know, play it defensively, and it adds another, you know, piece to your offense. And to continue on with the timely hit, that's one of the things that I think has been different, you know, for this offense at least the last 3 weeks, but you know, really the second half of the season, where when we were struggling offensively, it was more the bottom half of the lineup. And that seems obvious, but we were really weak. And then when Fed got hot, when we got into conference play, and then you add in Pano, and then Folley has swung the bat really terrific the last month. And then when you add in, you know, a Randall, a big home run by Reuter, you talk about timely hits, you know, in a game one of the Super Regional, big home run to center field, the bottom of the lineup has been a lot more productive, the last month of the season.
I saw after Auburn you posted a photo with Eddie and Will, or I think Eddie posted it. But just what's your kind of relationship with Eddie Furness like, and how cool is it to have, you know, two Furnesses in the World Series after all this time?
Yeah, really cool. And you know, Eddie, as his son just said, you know, the numbers speak for himself. You know, a legend at LSU, and you know, national champion, a couple-time national champion, numbers retired. I think he's a, you know, College Baseball Hall of Famer, all the accolades, and not just at LSU, but in the Southeastern Conference, and that says a lot. You know, I had the great opportunity of coaching him a couple years at LSU, and so we had a prior relationship, obviously, before Will got here. But more specifically to your question, it's really neat, you know, I think for parents, you know, at this time to watch your son have success, you know, at the highest level of, you know, amateur baseball. But I think really cool for Eddie to be a parent, and Crystal's mom, to see that and watch, you know, their son realize, you know, those dreams that Eddie did. And, you know, to see him after that picture was taken right after the press conference of the Super Regional. I didn't realize it, but Eddie, you know, gave me a hug, and he said, you know, we went to Omaha Omaha in 96, and this is 30 years later, exactly, you know, that, you know, my son's getting to go, and we took that picture, and I took that, you know, he sent it to me, and I sent it to Coach Burtman, and, you know, just a cool moment. I think, you know, parents have those moments, but when you, you know, you're a guy like Eddie Furness, you know, it's really neat for somebody to step away from being the star and all the accolades that I've already mentioned and to sit back and just be a proud dad. I think that's really, you know, excited to be here. You know, it's obviously a long journey for everything that Eddie did, and, you know, to see him after that picture was taken right after the press conference of the Super Regional. I didn't realize it, but Eddie, you know, gave me a hug and he said, you know, we went to Omaha in 96, and this is 30 years later, exactly, you know, that, you know, my son's getting to go, and we took that picture, and I took that, you know, he sent it to me, and I sent it to Coach Burtman, and, you know, just a cool moment. I think, you know, parents have those moments, but when you know, you're a guy like Eddie Furness, you know, it's really neat for somebody to step away from being the star and all the accolades that I've already mentioned and to sit back and just be a proud dad. I think that's really.
That was Ole Miss head coach Mike Bianco and a couple of players, and they're excited, and with good reason. They have an opportunity to win a national championship, play for a national championship. You talk about Eddie Furness and everything that Will has meant. This is the photo that Mike is referring to. This was after the press conference in Auburn, Alabama, and basically where Mike, you know, a minute ago talked about that relationship with LSU, that relationship with Coach Skip Burtman. Mike Bianco, it's one big circle. And to top it all off, the picture that Mike caught while he was at LSU and they won the national championship in 1989 is Ben McDonald. Ben McDonald will be on the call for a number of broadcasts for ESPN in the College World Series. Eddie Furness, All-American, I think he's a two-time All-American, couple of national championships. I think they retired the guy's number. I mean, he was incredible in all types of SEC awards. And, you know, Eddie Furness is someone that is synonymous with SEC baseball. And so is Mike Bianco. And, you know, we talked about Eddie Furness cementing his legacy. Well, what about Will Furness? 0-for-8 in that Auburn Regional and hits the game-winning home run. And it's one big family, man. It really is. And you look at the SEC. We talked about this. Here are all the SEC coaches. That's 5 of the 8 teams that are playing in Omaha from the Southeastern Conference. It's just – it is a brutal, brutal league. I mean, that's why Ole Miss, in large part, had – you know, they were atop of so many ranks of the strength of schedules for a number of reasons. And one of the main reasons is they played in the Southeastern Conference. A lot of people are headed to Omaha. We're headed there soon. We wanted to come with you with Jeff Robertson, let you know kind of everything that's on the ground. If you missed that conversation with Jeff, we encourage you to go back and listen to it on demand. We will be available via podcast, via YouTube, and also via all the social media channels. So we appreciate Jeff joining us here on the Talk of Champions podcast. Full coverage for you on the Ole Miss Spirit. That's OMSpirit.com, an affiliate of On3. Jeff, not Jeff. Well, Jeff is there, but he's not with On3 and the Ole Miss Spirit anymore. He's with the university. But Jake Thompson is there on behalf of the Ole Miss Spirit. And Ben Garrett and I will have full coverage for you for the Talk of Champions, both live from Omaha and in the studio. We hope to have an incredible pregame show coming to you tomorrow, beginning at somewhere around 5:00 Central. And we'll lead you up to game time and then have a postgame show with postgame interviews following as well. And wall-to-wall coverage of Ole Miss in Omaha as we bring you wall-to-wall coverage of Ole Miss in the College World Series. All of our coverage from Omaha and Ole Miss in the College World Series is brought to you by our friends at Connie's Chicken. Connie's Chicken, located on West Jackson Avenue. Some of the best chicken in Oxford, the best service in Oxford. When you stop by and you get that blueberry donut, when you get that chicken tender platter, make sure you told them you heard about it on the Talk of Champions and the Talk of Champions podcast and the Talk of Champions Network. We greatly appreciate it. For all of our sponsors, we'll hear from them here in just a moment. We appreciate everything that you do. I want to say a special thank you to one of our newest sponsors. That's, of course, Shed Hunger. Shed Hunger with Modern Woodman of America. And be sure and give Shed a call today at 662-442-4723. He can take care of all of your life insurance needs, annuities, mutual funds, variable annuities. Shed's got it all figured out, and he can take care of you. He loves Ole Miss. Shed Hunger is a Rebel, and he's with Modern Woodmen of America. They can take care of you today. Our good friends at Riverland Roofing, thanks to Billy and his entire team, and we are greatly appreciative of Billy and the Riverland Roofing team. Our talent presenting sponsor of the Talk of Champions is our friends at Allen Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. You'll hear from them here in just a moment. But Brian and Mason, that entire team, and once again, Greta Morgan has a challenge for you. She is one of the sales reps there for Allen Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. You need that Brad Logan discount. For the Brad Logan discount, you have to go by Allen Samuels. Go by tomorrow before the game and go ahead and get that brand new Jeep Cherokee, that brand new Jeep Wrangler. There's a, I don't know if it's still there, but there's an awesome BMW that they have available via trade. It won't be there long, but give Coretta or Brian or the entire team, just give them a call today, 234-8000. And tell them you want that Brad Logan discount, and they will absolutely hook you up. It's Ole Miss and North Carolina coming to you tomorrow from Omaha. That's, of course, first pitch is going to be at 6 p.m. They've got North Carolina. And as we mentioned here just a little bit ago, North Carolina is going to start junior right-hander Jason DeCaro. He's a 2.28 ERA with 87 strikeouts and 38 walks, and he's pitched 84 innings. All of that is from our good friend Chase Parham of Rebels 247. Chase also pointed out he threw a complete game two-hitter against USC. That was that super regional win that that catapulted. Actually, that was the second day that got the win. Lynch is who had normally been starting for North Carolina, did not start, is not going to start on tomorrow night. They're going with DeCaro, who is their flamethrower. So he's 11-2 on the year. He's really good. And so Ole Miss has got their hands full. Once again, you heard from Mike Bianco a little bit ago. Ole Miss is going with Taylor Rabe. The talented right-hander has been red hot for this Ole Miss team. Not going with Hunter Elliott. We'll see if they start Hunter Elliott or Kay Townsend. Hopefully on Sunday evening, that means the Rebels would have won tomorrow night. They'll place the winner of West Virginia and Troy. And I truly believe the winner of that Ole Miss game, they're headed off to face. Let's just say they're in really good position to get to that Wednesday 1 p.m. game. That's where you want to be if you're Ole Miss. Out of the other side of that bracket, to me, I'm definitely going to be paying attention to that Texas and Georgia game. That, to me, is going to dictate who's going to come out of the right side of the bracket. The other, obviously, other all-SEC bracket is going to have Oklahoma against Alabama. Couldn't do what we do without all of our sponsors. Thank you all very much for being part of the Talk of Champions family. We could not do it without all of you, and we're so incredibly grateful. Ben Garrett will be with me tomorrow, pregame show, postgame show, and all points in between right here on the Talk of Champions. We appreciate you joining us, and thanks again, and follow all along, whether it be Apple, Spotify, Google Play, but be sure and subscribe to that YouTube channel. You'll be dinged every time that we go live, whether it be on X, Facebook, and all of our social media platforms. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you soon right here on the Talk of Champions. It's Ole Miss versus North Carolina tomorrow night. First pitch, 6 p.m. Full coverage on the Ole Miss Spirit. That's olmsspirit.com. That's an affiliate of On3. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.
Businesses from the whims of nature. You need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
Rebels, your truck is here. Allen Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Oxford presents the all-new Ram Rebel. It's Ram, the Rebel way. Send an unmistakable signal. Rebel, 24/7. Ram Rebel, from your friend in the car business, Ellen Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Oxford.
Come by. Let's be friends.
I'm Warrior Philip Hearn. Raising my family here in Mississippi, I've tried to teach my kids to help others. I learned that from my parents. And as a Mississippi lawyer, I want to help you too. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. You call, I'll answer. Let's get started. Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm today.